Hello, everyone. Thank you again for joining us. And if it's your first time hanging out with us, thank you for coming in. Jeremy Johnson, I've got the wonderful
Mike Santos.
Mike Santos with us today, as he is most every week. Okay, every week. My twin brother. I never wanted either, but I think we can all agree. What do I always say?
That I'm the best, better looking.
No, that's what I say. I left myself wide open on that. Nobody asked you. I guess I did.
You did. Right. So,
we like to have fun. We work hard. We play hard. That's right. And really enjoy the industry that we're in. But today we want to talk to you. We cover lots of topics, and we really would like to hear from everyone. What do you want to hear us blab on for a half hour about? Something that just came to mind. Mike and I just got back from a conference. And it's kind of something that I've lost touch with over the years, and that's life insurance.
Right.
But it's not just life insurance. I mean, life insurance is life insurance. So many people say it's a luxury. I think it's a necessity.
It's a big need that everyone needs
need. But in specific to this category is the final expense.
Right.
Final expense category. And I'm picking on this subject today. Because it kind of got forgotten about.
Right.
It wasn't this crazy attractive product that people were going. And I don't know if it was just different organizations that kind of bastardized the whole thing of all the schemes that are out there.
Right.
The MLM stuff, the
high-level marketing. You don't know what MLM stands for?
Oh, yeah, thank you. I just knew it was MLM. Yeah. Multi-level marketing. It didn't become the product to go through. When I first sold my first final expense policy, it all happened by accident. 17 years ago, I did it by happenstance. I mean, it's just one of those unique opportunities, and I was already in sales mode. And we didn't have this whole cooling off period back in the day with
right.
Medicare. Well, I could sell their Medicare policy, then sell them whatever else I wanted to, and ask their daughter out on a date.
Yeah.
We do everything in the house back then.
It was the wild, wild west.
I mean, the wild, wild west. And then it kind of changed to where you couldn't do all that. You could talk to them just about the health, but nothing about life. The rules are very still applicable today, except
right.
you can talk to them about some hospital indemnity while you're in the house. But final expense is something that everybody needs. I mean, now we've covered before, Mikey, have you ever had to plan or pay for someone's funeral?
Yes, exactly. And I've been through it, and I'm sure many of you have been through it as well. Some of y'all may experience where everyone in the family had to come out of pocket to pay for the funeral or burial services, or your loved one that passed away actually prepared for this. The inevitable, meaning that if anything happened to them, how would they take care of their family, protect their family when they were no longer here? And in my experience, my father-in-law had a small final expense plan, and he was a diabetic. And so a lot of your traditional life insurance plans, he couldn't really qualify for them. But final expense is a form of life insurance that, some of them are guaranteed issue. You don't have to go to Mr. Underwriting. You're not going to get a lot of coverage, but it's better to have something than nothing at all. Every year, funeral expenses have gone up drastically from the beginning of time when people were being buried, And so my father-in-law had a small little plan. It was about $20,000. He probably paid, because of his illness,
mm-hmm.
his chronic illness, because diabetes, he probably paid about $70 for it. And that's just how it goes. You can get a lot more coverage for that amount of money if you're a healthy person, probably a hell of a lot more money. But he actually prepared himself, and he did it on his own, him knowing that I was insurance. We mainly focus on the Medicare side. And like Jeremy said, when he did his first sale, it was by accident. You don't really think about it. And, going to this conference, it's a really big need. And especially for those that you see online with a GoFundMe page.
Oh, God.
You don't want to do that, right? You don't want to become the next GoFundMe page. You want to protect your family, because your GoFundMe page it's not a guarantee of how much money you're going to get, right? You could get a lot, you could get a little, you never know. But with life insurance, it's a guarantee that you know you're going to get this, and it's going to protect you and your family. And so father-in-law did it. He was, you know, he was diabetic, couldn't get as much, but he had something. And then when he passed back in 2013, he was 55 years old, and he had money came in, and we were able to pay for the funeral. My wife and her family, obviously, you know, grieving, they couldn't really handle everything. You know, when you have the final expense plan, you know, you have your final wishes, right? And and he didn't do all that. He just knew he had his plan, and there was no play this music. I want to wear this suit. I want these shoes. You know, I want you to serve this. I want you to give everyone a beer because that's what I did, right? You know, he didn't have all that. We just knew the money was there. And so I had to step in and talk to the funeral director and everyone, you know, the whole process of what to do while my wife and her family, her immediate family, were grieving. And so, you know, it's pretty tough, but if you prepare for it, it can be a very streamlined process. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And it all comes down to planning. And there's a couple of different ways that you can plan. One of the ones that we want to talk to you is it's a movement that we want to create here through one of our new programs,
right?
That we'll be going into a little bit more detail
right,
as we progress it and move it forward. But it all starts with that piece of the conversation. An ounce of planning, I don't know I know the lovely part of an ounce of planning is worth a pound of cure or something like that.
Right.
so planning takes care of most everything. There's one thing that I see rip families apart more than anything. It draws them in together, and then it rips them apart as soon as the food is starting to get cold.
Right.
And that is the death of a loved one. Now, again, this goes to about 97% of the world, you know,
right,
specifically the United States, because that's where we are. But the funeral, the death of a loved one, brings forth so many different emotions. I mean, financial emotions, you know, just memories of,
right,
of life together. And if there are brothers and sisters involved, I always call it the most fortunate, unfortunate thing that I don't have any brothers and sisters besides this guy. So, like, my parents achieved perfection the first time. What? Oh, shit. You're not the first person that says I resemble that compliment. But I also get to say that my parents achieved perfection the first time. So, you know, I really don't have that to worry about. But I watched my mom and my uncle you know, go through when my grandfather passed away,
right,
my grandmother passed away, they were twice. And then, you know, other friends that have brothers and sisters. And then just being in this industry for so long, writing final expense policies. And typically as the agent, I mean, you're one of the first ones to receive that call. Like,
right,
I'm not really sure who you are. I don't know who you are. But my mom had her card, my dad had her card, their card in their purse, in the wallet. It's attached to this policy, and we just need to know how to – did they have a life insurance policy with you? I'm like, I wish I was the insurance carrier. But, no, I was actually their agent. And find them and then actually deliver that check to them,
right,
that death claim to them, or walk them through the process. I mean, it's an honor at the same time that it's very taxing on someone.
Yeah.
Because when you're involved at that point, inevitably they start asking you questions about, oh, what's the first thing I need to do?
Right.
Hey, well, this is what I can help you out with. But being in the industry, let me kind of, what side of town was it happening on?
Right.
You know, and that's not my role, but it's definitely something that I'll jump into to help that person out. Now, the reason for that is twofold. Number one, I'm helping a client out. Number two, that could be a prospect of mine.
That's right,
as well.
Absolutely.
Because they don't have to be in their 60s or 70s for
That's
me
right.
to help them out with all of the insurance products you have available. They may have something that you can roll over.
That's
old
right.
401k from an old job.
That's right.
Their health insurance.
Yeah, and also the main thing is death has no age. You can be very young. You know, a father is only 55. And, you know, I've had friends that were even younger than that passed away in their 20s. And so death knows no mm-hmm. age. So, you know, it's a difficult topic to talk about. Because you really don't think about it, but you know it is something that you really need to look into, and we're here to help and guide you and help you find the plan that will best suit not only for you, but that will help and protect your family in the future.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Again, planning, prevention.
Exactly.
So, you know, when we start looking at a final expense, I mean, most of your contracts are geared to that 50 to 85 range.
Right.
But we do have carriers that do offer under age 50. And then we do have our traditional life products,
right,
even whole life, that goes down to, you know, kids, 0 years old. And that is a tough conversation because we never want to think that something bad can happen to a child, but it does. It does every day. And if we structure these vehicles correctly, there's a concept that's as old as insurance. It's called infinite banking,
right,
or the $1 million baby policy.
Right. That's right.
That we can help structure your deal to where your client's kids or your own kids won't have to worry about a thing. They start hitting that 18 to 20 and then, you know, retiring at 55, 60 and have a bucket full of tax-free cash,
right,
to pull from. I mean, tax-free cash, you think $1 million, and then you got to pay taxes on top of that. Imagine if you had access to all $1 million.
That's right.
You'd have to do that. So a little bit off topic of where we are today. It's just this conference really put things into perspective of even stuff that I've forgotten that we have. Final expense, great tie-in with your clients right now, specifically if you are in the Medicare market. You don't even have to worry about leads right now.
Right.
Because you've got
business.
You got your book of business,
right,
that you can call on. And what a better way to get in front of and stay in front of your clients is to bring them a product that they're going to buy from somewhere. And in the case of Mikey, your father-in-law bought a guaranteed issue policy,
right,
from TV, right?
I'm not sure how he got in contact with the agent.
Okay.
But it was a Lincoln Heritage agent.
Lincoln
Heritage, yeah. Of course, there was other better things at the time out there, but he did this on his own. I didn't know. And it was, you know, I was surprised that he even did it. You know, usually, you know, Hispanic background, you know, father, you know, obviously proud Mexican man, you know, they don't really think about the life insurance or leaving money. You know, the joke is that why would I want to leave money to my wife so she can go spend it with some other guy, right? That's kind of the old ideology of a machismo Mexican man, old ideology, right? But dad, he really thought about his daughters, you know, and his son. And so, you know, I was, you know, kind of impressed that he did it. You know, and maybe he just, you know, wanted to be able to have, you know, be buried with dignity, right?
Mm.
And you know, you have places, you know, Living, was it the Dignity Place or what's the name of that company or whatever, Living Dignity or something?
Dignity Memorial.
Memorial, okay, that's probably what it is. But, and, you know, he wanted to be buried with dignity and have a good thing. That's what I think why he did it. And aside from being sick, not knowing, you know, how he was going to be, you know, later on in the future. And so, I'm not sure how long it was between when he had the insurance, the life insurance policy, up to when he died. It could have been a year or maybe 2 years.
Okay.
So, but yes, he went on his own and did it, Lincoln Heritage, and I'm sure they do marketing on TV and everything, but guaranteed issue.
Right.
Plan and everything. So, yes.
So, and that's the challenge because a lot of times diabetics, you know, depending on when they were diagnosed or the insulin pen or oral medication, whatever the case,
right,
is there any complications that go along with it?
Right.
Neuropathy, retinopathy, or neuropathy. You could qualify for a preferred plan even though you're diabetic. And so one of the challenges with working with what they receive in the mail or what they see on TV,
right,
especially with a guy from the old Jeopardy show, Alex Trebek.
Yeah.
I mean, I came across so many folks in the field that had bought it just because old Alex, rest in peace.
Right.
But, you know, they got it because they thought it was the best thing. I mean, it's got to be, you know, they've been familiar with Alex Trebek for so long and, you know, have this guarantee. I don't have to answer any health. I got diabetes. Well, when they work with you as the agent, you've got access to plans that'll give them a preferred benefit.
Right.
Because here's a challenge. Those guaranteed issues typically aren't going to pay the full face amount in the first one or two, you know, sometimes 3 years, to where you could put them with a product that's going to cost them less money and give them coverage on the first day.
Right.
Even though they've got a health condition.
Right.
So the final expense policies are geared to a table two or four anyway. And what that means, if you're just starting in this industry, you've got your super preferred, which I do not qualify for. Then you got your preferred and standard. And then right. you've got your, you know, tobacco ratings. Yeah. And then you have the substandard or table rating. And that's the worse health you are. Means the more tables you go up. And every time you get a table added, it goes up even more.
Right. That's right. Yeah, not only the illnesses, but your height and weight ratio also affects, you know, how much coverage or how much you're going to pay for that particular coverage.
Yeah, you have to be really, really, really boring to get those super, super, super duper preferred rates. But everything is, I mean, most of the policies that we're writing these days are simplified issue anyway. And again, that final expense already has a handful of tables built into it because, I mean, come on. We live in Texas. We're in America. The ratio of people that qualify for preferred versus standard at 65 is, I mean, the scales are tipped so heavily to the standard.
Yeah,
so, sure. And they kind of assume that you're going to have some health issues at that age anyway for final expense. And Mike was exactly right. It's final expense isn't a market for these huge policies. Average funeral depends on who you're asking. Which carrier or which sales group you're asking. But according to the NFDA, I'm buying cars here, NFDA, National Funerals Directors, the average funeral is $10,000 to $12,000.
Right.
And they roughly double every 10 years. So, which is one of the drawbacks of a final expense policy, is whatever we put in place right now on today's dollars may not be enough to cover the entire funeral when you pass away in 20 years. But again, some coverage is better than none. And as we see the trend in funerals now, as cremations are fastly surpassing the amount of traditional burials and funerals due to a number of reasons, most specifically cost. So when we look at final expense, we got our final expense. I like to call it death insurance because you've got to die to use it.
Right.
And then we have our pre-arranged, prepaid plans as well. Now, folks, if you've never sold a pre-need policy, I want to introduce you to this world of pre-arranging. I think I've said it 19 times at the beginning, is pre-planning. An ounce worth of prevention is a pound of cure, however the saying goes. The better you pre-plan, the better everybody falls because all the guesswork is taken out of
That's
it.
Right.
You can write your specific wishes down wherever you want to, but you know, Mikey's got all his specific wishes written down, and then I have to worry about finding him. That's not going to fall to me, right? But if I had to, you know, I would have to try to figure out where he stuck it.
Right.
And, you know, same thing would be for his wife. We got to figure out where he's kept all of his important documents. And if it was out of sight, out of mind, we'll never find those things. Does he want the blue suit or the black suit? I'm going to stick him in a gray one just because I'm funny like that. You know, does he want these flowers? Does he want this music played? You know, who's gonna drag him through the church? Mikey, you want to be cremated or buried?
You know, these days I'm not sure. I think I'd rather be cremated. That way my wife can have me with her all the time. And she doesn't have to go visit somewhere. And I can be right there at home with her.
Put you on the mantle.
Yeah.
Poke down at you. Yeah, or if I do my standard.
That maybe put a little bit of my ashes in a necklace that she can wear. I don't know. It's kind of, that's a little bit too crazy there, right? But you can do that.
You can and make yourself can into a diamond.
You can ask for that. So that's the thing about, you know, your final wishes. What do you want to happen when you are gone, right? Because if you don't talk about it, you don't plan for it, No one's going to know what to do. And this is what people were going to remember, and, you know, and especially your loved ones. So, you know, write it down, put it somewhere. And once we go through this, we do have a place for you to put it down in, because it's not just what you want to wear, your last suit or your last dress or, you know, your burial, you know, colors and music and flowers. But in this day and age, all of your accounts, your bank and financial accounts, whether it's a 401k account, a banking account, just anything that has a username and password, no one knows that. And so we have a tool that can help your clients put that information, so when something does happen, their spouses and loved ones and children can have access to those passwords to access any financials or any accounts that you may leave behind that will go over to them. But it's kind of hard to access them right away if they don't, you don't get the death certificate instantly. And until you get that death certificate, the banks or no one's going to open up anything for your family or loved ones until you produce that death certificate. So giving them access to your accounts, your usernames and passwords would kind of help speed up the process where they go in and see what's going on in there. And then they can produce the death certificate to make a change of transfer of the account over to somebody. So,
well, so here's another one. I mean, accounts are, and he's exactly right. The state of Texas takes forever to get that death certificate out. And typically your traditional life insurances won't pay until they've got that death certificate,
right.
In their hands, and not just the death certificate, they want a certified copy. And then you're advised to get like 23 copies of the certified copy, which is just even more and more money, that you got to front up front. But, Mikey, can you name your grandparents? First, middle, last.
I can name one, my grandmother, Delfina Sanchez, and that's it. I forgot my dad's mom's name. It's usually just grandma. And then my two grandparents or granddads on both sides, they were gone before I was even born. So
okay. I knew both sets of my grandparents, my mom's mom and dad, Charles Estes Kirkfield, Carolyn Williams Kirkfield, maiden name in there. My dad's mom and dad, I was with them quite often. And my dad's dad, my dad was a junior, so I got Papo figured out. Mamo, on the other hand, Clementine, I don't remember her, maybe Roberts, Johnson. Yes. Now, if we go one more, my great-grandparents.
Yeah, that I don't.
Papa Red and Mother. and that was on my grandmother's side, on my mom's side. Was it paternal, maternal, whatever?
Yes.
And then on my grandfather's side, that's maternal. You know, those people, the one on the right.
Right.
the other ones was, I don't remember. And to go back, but this has all my usernames and passwords. And my face is my password. my old phone, it was this finger. But my kids would have to figure out, like my daughter would know how to get into my phone with the 9 or whatever the Apple says now.
Right.
But to get into Chase or Wells Fargo or Capital One or anybody, trying to figure out what's going on. I mean, I don't even know if it recognizes if you're, if you're gone.
while you're in the casket. Right?
Exactly. So our new program, Legacy Safeguard, was that what you were referring to?
Yeah, Legacy Safeguard.
We want to have a big, massive come together and train on this tool. But basically allows you to put all of your information in there. And it's got access to grief counselors, survivors, benefits. What your final wishes are. I have a pre-plan from 10, 12 years ago, pre-arranged. I don't remember the name of the funeral home that it's at, but it's on West Alabama in Houston. Really nice funeral, by the way. And everything is there. All the family has to say is what date and time do they want this to happen. The pre-planned, pre-arranged funerals or cremations, in my opinion, that's the actual true final expense. Yes, you still have to die to use it, but here are some great features with it. And we haven't talked much about this, but I did say, and Mikey says, that the funeral costs double. I say they double every 10 years, according to FDA. And that's on the traditional life or the final expense. If you pre-plan, you actually can lock your funeral or cremation's cost in on today's dollars.
That's right.
Pay for it over a number of years, and when you pass away, no matter if it's 1 year or 50 years down the road, your cost for those services will not increase, and it's paid off. Not a trust fund, actual insurance. So there's some great features that go along with that. With the pre-plans, and it really begins with a simple conversation. Just like I asked Mikey, are you going to be buried or cremated? And then based off of that answer, you know which way to go. Now, just because I choose the cremation route doesn't mean that my family and loved ones can't have a memorial service They can do that at the grave. They can do that at the funeral home, or we can go to my favorite restaurant or the place where I just love to be and have a service there as well. They can even have a traditional funeral with cremation afterwards, and all those prices and rates are locked in, paid for, and typically the cost is even lower than a traditional final expense policy. You can have both.
That's right.
And a lot of agents are toying with locking the cost of the cremation of the funeral in, and then having a small final expense policy to pay for things that the pre-plans don't, right, such as transportation or police escort or flowers or opening and closing of a grave or a columbarium niche or anything like that. Or what typically happens, or a lot of times happens right before death, what happens?
Medical bills.
Medical bills. Okay. Pre-plan policy doesn't help with medical bills, but the final expense policy can, or it could just be to provide a big old party for the family afterwards. That's right, exactly. And, you know, they've got the funds to pay for. It's like your last gift to your to the family. So two big topics. Again, it just came back to top of mind. That legacy safeguard is one that we're going to be getting into, you know, really deep here over the next couple of weeks, because it's a free tool for you to help your clients. You can gain referrals off of it.
Right.
Each family can sponsor a number of other families to go into it. And it all leads back to you without your clients having to store anything,
right,
for quite some time.
Yeah. While he was talking, you know, it has a, there's an app for it too. So aside from having a, so there's an app, Legacy Safeguard app that you can download. So it's not a product. It's a
program
that gives access to your clients on where to store that important information, knowing who, you know, the great grandparents and just that family tree, right? And just remembering everyone from there, and then how your loved one wants to be remembered. But also, it asks for specific things. You know, what was their favorite hobby? What music did they like, or what was their favorite song? So you can play it while you're at the viewing. It also asks for, you know, the a lot of information in there. I'm trying to think what else. It's a bunch of stuff there that they can program. It's saved in the app, but, you know, there's also a sheet that they can save. And then you get a little card that says Legacy mm-hmm. Safeguard. And it'll have your for the agents, it'll have your name in there. That way they know who to call. So when they call you, if you're their life agent and you have that policy, you know, they'll give you a call. When Jeremy explained earlier, and you go in and when they hit that claim, that death claim, then you're able to present them the check. And I've heard stories even at the conference about how when they had that first death claim come in and they went to deliver the policy, client lived pretty close by to them. And just the emotion of maybe a weight being lifted off the family of their client that passed, that, oh my God, you're giving me money. I'm like, well, your loved one, they didn't want to leave that burden to them. So they took the time to protect their family by buying a life insurance policy with me. And so now I am presenting you the check. This is the protection that your loved one left behind. So you wouldn't have the burden of burying me or worrying about how you're going to take care of all this stuff while mm-hmm. I'm not here. And Legacy Safeguard provides that peace of mind to your clients and your clients' loved ones.
There's nothing worse at the time to where you should be grieving. And however you grieve. I've seen it take all shapes, forms, sizes, liquids. I mean, it's just people deal with that in so many different ways. But one thing is pretty consistent is when that happens,
right,
everybody's got their hand out.
Yep.
You know, it's like take. And what you've done for that family, you're the only one trying to hand that to them. So right. What a relief that there's just one less thing that they have to worry about. And when they've got the entire safeguard filled out, oh my gosh, now you've allowed them, you know, the proper channels to get it worked out of their system. So folks, that's what we wanted to talk to you about today. We really appreciate, well, I do, I'm not sure about him. We really appreciate y'all coming in and hanging out with us for about a half hour. Let us know what you'd like us to go over, and we'll see y'all in about a week. Until then, remember to sell something every day.
That's right. Thank y'all. Have a great one.